I suppose this might sound odd, but at Hailsham, the lunch queue was one of the better places to have a private talk. It was something to do with the acoustics in the Great Hall. All the hubbub and the high ceilings meant that so long as you lowered your voices, stood quite close, and made sure your neighbours were deep in their own chat, you had a fair chance of not being overheard. In any case, we weren't exactly spoilt for choice. Quiet places were often the worst, because there was always someone likely to be passing within earshot. And as soon as you looked like you were trying to sneak off for a secret talk, the whole place seemed to sense it within minutes and you'd have no chance. So when I saw Tommy a few places ahead of me, I waved him over, the rule being that though you couldn't jump the queue going forwards, it was fine to go back. He came over with a delighted smile, and we stood together for a moment without saying much, not out of awkwardness, but because we were waiting for any interest aroused by Tommy's moving back to fade. Then I said to him, "You seem much happier these days, Tommy. Things seem to be going much better for you."
"Oh, you notice everything, don't you, Kath?"
He said this completely without sarcasm.
"Yeah, everything's all right. I'm getting on all right."
"So, what's happened? Did you find God or something?"
"God?"
Tommy was lost for a second. Then he laughed and said,
"Oh, I see. You're talking about me not getting so angry."
"Not just that, Tommy. You've turned things around for yourself. I've been watching, so that's why I was asking." Tommy shrugged.
"I've grown up a bit, I suppose. And maybe everyone else has too. Can't keep on with the same stuff all the time. Gets boring."
I said nothing, but just kept looking right at him until he gave another little laugh and said,
"Kev, you're so nosy. Okay, I suppose there is something that happened. If you want, I'll tell you."